Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Vav. We left off. We actually got to the very top of Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and maybe we'll backtrack just a bit. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So we are still holding in the sugya of Asei Dochalos Asei. And again, the reminder of how we got into the sugya of Asei Dochalos Asei is that the Gemara had the very first Mishnah taught us about the mitzvah of Yibum not being docha all of the arayos, that a person is not allowed to perform the mitzvah of Yibum on any of the arayos. And it listed 15 different arayos that he's not allowed to perform the mitzvah of Yibum on. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, and the Gemara says, how do I know that? It quotes a pasuk, a drasha from a pasuk that tells me that Yibum is not docha one of the arayos. The Gemara says, well, if you're quoting a pasuk to teach me this din, that Yibum is not docha the arayos, that supposes that without a pasuk, I would have assumed that Yibum is docha one of the arayos. So that seems to work with the assumption that asei docha lo sasei. Where would such an assumption come from, that a mitzvah sasei generally is docha lo sasei? So first the Gemara found the source for asei docha lo sasei and suggested that ultimately it's from klayim betzitzis, the fact that you're allowed to put shatnas in your tzitzis. Then the Gemara said, yeah, but that would only tell me an asei is docha a regular lo sasei. Apparently, when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum, absent a pasuk, I would have thought that the mitzvah of Yibum is docha. It's docha the worst kinds of los asei, and that I can't learn from shatnas and tzitzis. Shatnas is a regular los asei. So where do I find that an asei is docha a los asei sheish bokareis? So that's the problem we started working on yesterday. So first we suggested maybe it's from some combination of the fact that Pesach and Mila and Tamid can all be done on Shabbos, that all of those mitzvos asei are docha Shabbos. And the Gemara said, no, all of those mitzvos asei are mitzvot shelefnei hadibur. So we don't have any raya from Pesach and Mila and Tamid, no combination of the two of them, nor even all three of them in combination, can teach us that an asei is docha los asei sheish bokare. So the second possibility, which we closed yesterday's shir with, and we'll start again today's shir with, is from Kibra ve'eim, that Kibra ve'eim is not docha Shabbos. A pasuk tells me that Kibra ve'eim is not docha Shabbos. That maybe therefore teaches me that absent a pasuk, I would have naturally assumed Kibra ve'eim is docha Shabbos, because asei is docha even a los asei sheish bo kares, even a very serious los asei. So the Gemara is going to discuss, well, is that true every single time you have Kibra ve'eim being docha Shabbos? Does that mean that it's being docha the most serious los asei? There are isurim of Shabbos that are regular los aseis, that aren't the most serious, the most severe los aseis. Then the Gemara is going to discuss that a third possibility, that maybe the asei of Binyan HaMikdash not being docha Shabbos implies, meaning a limud to tell me that Binyan HaMikdash is not being docha Shabbos implies that other mitzvahs that otherwise a mitzvah would be docha even a los asei as serious as Shabbos. So once we discuss the inyan of Binyan HaMikdash, the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about Mora Mikdash and in what ways Mora Mikdash is comparable to Shabbos. So we're going to have some limudim about that going over to Amud Beis, and then the Gemara is going to have a fourth possibility of how I know that an asei is docha even a los asei sheish bo kares, and that's going to be that the mitzvah of Misas Beis Din, we have a limud to tell me, is not docha Shabbos. The mitzvah of executing someone in Beis Din is not docha Shabbos, implying that other isurei kares that would be nidcha by an asei, that an asei normally would be docha a regular isurei kares. And then the Gemara is going to have a couple of rejections of that raya on the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis. So again, the entire daf is working on this one issue of where do we find asei docha even a los asei sheish bo kares, that an asei is docha even the most severe of the los asei. So let's maybe just pick it up again from Ella Itzterich, about six lines from the end of the page, on Daf Hey Amud Beis. So says Mara, Ella Itzterich, I need the word Aleho by Yibum, because Salka Daita Chamina Tesei Kibra Ve'eim. I would think that I should learn that an Asei is Docha Los Asei Sheish Bokares from Kibra Ve'eim, and therefore I would think to learn that you could do Yibum even on Arayos from the mitzvah of Kibra Ve'eim. How would I learn that from Kibra Ve'eim? Detanya, because the bright says Yachol Yeh Kibra Ve'im Docha Shabbos. One might think that Kibra Ve'im is Docha Shabbos. Tamul Omer, that's why the pasuk says Ish Imo Va'aviv Tiro Ve'Shabsosai Tishmaru. Pasuk continues use Ani Hashem. So from the fact that the Pasuk says Ani Hashem, that tells me Kulchem Chayavim B'Kvodi, that you and your father and your mother, you're all Chayav in the honor of Hashem. Shmira Shabbos is the presumed reference, meaning when we say honor of Hashem, we're assuming that that means Shmira Shabbos. So because Shmira Shabbos reflects Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, apparently more so than other mitzvos, because by Shmira Shabbos we're made on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and anyone who's Mechal Shabbos, it's as if he's Kofer B'Maisa Bereshis. So apparently when we say Ani Hashem, when the Torah says Ani Hashem, it's referring to the Kavod of Hashem of Shmira Shabbos. So my love, isn't this pasuk talking about Da Amrle, where a father says to a child, Shchotli, Basheli, I want you to shecht something for me, I want you to cook something for me on Shabbos, where if you do those things, you'd be chayiv kares under normal circumstances. And yet, I would have thought that you do that, that you listen to your father, V'tayma, the kos of Rachman, Hashem, so say Tishmaru, Ani Hashem. And the only reason you don't listen is because the pasuk Dafka reveals, Hashem, so say Tishmaru, Ani Hashem, that Ani Hashem. Halava, Chidachi, but yet the pasuk not said that it's not Docha Shabbos, I would have assumed that Kibra Ve'em is Docha, the Isser kares of Chil Shabbos. So therefore, it's a raya to all other mitzvahs that they're not nisma'it, that where you don't have a special miyut in the pasuk, that itaka would be docha and nasei alav sheish bukaris. So this is the source that nasei is docha lo sheish bukaris. This is the second possibility of the Gemara. Again, the first possibility was the combination of Pesach and Mila and Tami. But the second possibility is from the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to tell me that Kibra Ve'im is not docha Shmira Shabbos, implying that normally, without a special miyut, it would be docha shmirah Shabbos. So says Merlo, you cannot derive from there that an aseh is docha lo seh sheish bakares, because love, it, maybe it's not talking about the shmirah Shabbos in the sense of melachos on Shabbos, of shechotli, basheli, where the father's asking you to do shechito or bishel. No, lav de mechamer. All the father's asking you to do, the case that the limud is coming to teach me, is that the father tells the child, I want you to lead my animal when it does malacha. That's derived from a different pasuk. That's not derived from Shomer Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha, where we have the 39 malachos. It's a separate pasuk. V'yom HaShvi'i Shabbos HaShem L'Kecha Lo Sasa Kol Malacha Ata etc. Uvehemtucha. So that's a lav she'in bo kares. That's a regular lav, because it's not, the person is not physically doing it himself. So that's why the Torah has to tell me that even a regular lav, you don't listen to your parents to when they tell you to violate even a regular lav. But a lav she'esh bo kares, even without the miyut, I would know that an aseh is not docha alos aseh sheish bokaris. And therefore, we have no limud that an aseh is docha alos aseh sheish bokaris. In fact, an aseh is not docha alos aseh sheish bokaris, which would mean that the word aleha, from which we derive not to do yibum on arayos, is really unnecessary, because anyway, an aseh is not docha alos aseh sheish bokaris. So says the Gemara, no, if kibra ve'em is not docha alav, if the limud over here is about the love of mechamer and not a real malacha, va'afilu hachi, going to be that even so, even though there's no love, there's no kares by the love of the mechamer, lo dachi, you're not going to be docha, kibra ve'im is not going to be dochid, ela dekaimalon, dasi aseh v'dachi lo saseh, that which we paskin, that an aseh is docha lo saseh, why is that true? Instead of learning from Klai and Betzitzis that an aseh is docha lo saseh, ligmar mehacha de lo lidchi, meaning if this limud is telling me that when your father tells you to violate the love of the mechamer, that you don't listen to your father, isn't this limud telling me that an aseh is not even docha a regular los aseh? Meaning the Torah is providing two models of what to do when there's a conflict between an aseh and a los aseh. We have Klai and Betzitzis where the Torah says, go for it, do the mitzvah, even in violation of shatnes. But now we have Kibra Ve'em and the Lav de Mechamer, where the Torah is telling me, don't go for it, you're not allowed to do the mitzvah, that the Lav is going to win. So who's to tell me what's the rule and what's the exception? How do I know whether the rule is aseh docha los aseh from Klai and Betzitzis, or the rule is ein aseh docha los aseh from the Lav de Mechamer and Kibra Ve'em? So the V'chi Teima, maybe you're going to say that it could be that the Pasuk by the Lav de Mechamer, the Pasuk, the miyut of Kibra Ve'em, is in fact talking about the lav de mechamer, and nevertheless we do not derive from kala Torah kula that ein asay dochalas asay, because shayni lave de Shabbos de chamiri, that the lav of Shabbos are always considered to be more chamor, because the person's mechal Shabbos is kilu avir avodah zara. So it's that's why it's different, and then that's why in the unique case of Shabbos we're not going to say asay dochalas asay. But you want to know what the rule is? Is the rule the model of Klai and Tzitzis, or is the rule the model of Kibbur Aveim and Shabbos? The rule is definitely Klai and Tzitzis. Kibbur Aveim and Shabbos is an exception. The reason Shabbos beats out Kibbur Aveim is because of the severity of Shabbos. Not so much in the Onesh, because we're talking about the Lav de Mechamer, it's a regular Lo Saseh, but what it represents, that Shabbos represents, Mais and Bereishis, Shabbos represents something much more fundamental in our belief system. So says Mar, you can't say that. We find other places where we learn that the Torah that you don't listen to your parents when it comes to Shabbos, to when it comes to violating Yisurim. We don't only find it when it comes to Shabbos. So you want to tell me that, oh, we have these two models of Shatnas and Tzitzis, where we see Asay Dochalos Asay, and this Kibbur Aveim and Shabbos, where we see that we don't say Asay Dochalos Asay, and you want to tell me Kibbur Aveim and Shabbos is the exception because Shabbos is unique? No, Kibbur Aveim in anything, you wouldn't listen to your parents, even if they told you to violate things that have nothing to do with Shabbos. So don't tell me that that's the exception because Shabbos is unique. Lo kaparich detanya, because we have a brisa that says yachal amar lo aviv hitamei. I might think that if a father tells his son, who is a kohen, I want you to become tamei and enter a beis hakvaros and violate the pasuk of lenefesh lo yitama biyama, violate a lo sasei in the Torah, nothing to do with Shabbos. I want you to violate this lo sasei in the Torah, and the way Rashi understands it, why is the father asking you to do this? Because I want you to do meshiv mayaveda, which is in the cemetery. So I want you to go into the cemetery, violate the Yisra of Tumas Kohanim, so that you can be meshiv mayaveda, because that's going to be a cover for me to be meshiv mayaveda. So there's a lot missing from the Gemara. The Gemara just says that the father says to the child, hitame, become tame. Rashi adds in a whole story around it. Oh, and he's telling you to become tame because it will be a cover for me because I need you to be meshiv mayaveda. Well, why isn't it a cover for him just because you're listening to him? Because he told you to go become tame. So that's the cover is to listen to the father. So the Ritva says that he didn't tell him to go be meshiv mayaveda. He just says to become tame. So the Aruch Lener explains what are they discussing? What are they worried about? What are Rashi and the Ritva debating over here? He says that the Braisa must be Rashi must understand that the Braisa has to be talking about where the father asks you to do something that will benefit him, and that's for one of two reasons: either because if the father is asking you to do something that has no benefit to him whatsoever, that's not included in the mitzvah of Kibbur Aveim. Meaning Kibbur Aveim, when the Gemara in Kiddushin gives examples, how do you do Kibbur Aveim? The Gemara says you give him food, you give him to drink, you help him get dressed, you take him where he needs to go. They're all things that provide him some sort of personal benefit. But if the father says, I would like for you to jump up and down for the next 10 minutes, I'm just going to take a walk, I'll be back in 10 minutes, keep on jumping up and down, so then there's no benefit to the father whatsoever. So that's not a mitzvah of Kibbur Aveim, just for the parent to decide to put the child through a series of exercises that have no impact whatsoever on the parent's life. Says the Aruch Lener, maybe that doesn't include the mitzvah, that's not included in the mitzvah of Kibbur Aveim. It doesn't do any nachas ruach, the parent doesn't do anything for the parents. Or it could be that even if that is included in Kibbur Aveim, which is an interesting discussion within the halachas of Kibbur Aveim, it could be that it would be obvious that such a kibbud would not be docha lo sasei. I don't need a pasuk to tell me, meaning it's certainly, even if it is a kibbud, it's a lower level of kibbud, because it's a kind of kibbud where the parent has no benefit from. So maybe I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that you don't listen to a parent when they tell you to violate a law just because. So that's why Rashi has to fill in that he's not just saying just because. He's saying that I have an aveda and I need you to be mesh of the aveda, and that's the kavod. There is some sort of benefit. Osha amalo, or the father tells the child, al tachzir. I don't want you to do shavas aveda on the aveda that you found. I want you to ignore it and violate the yisra of hashivosalov lo suchal lesalem. So yochal yishmalo, I might think to listen to the father and violate these lavin because of the mitzvah of kibbur av. So tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says,
says, Ish imo va'aviv tira'u, ve'shapsosei tishmoru, ani Hashem, pasuk continues, kulchem chayavim b'kvodi, that you don't violate a law of melech HaShabbos for kibud av, so too, when it comes to the isra of tumas meis, and the isra of the salamta of halamas ayin me'aveda, that you don't violate those isra either, mishum kibud av. So you see, it's not a Shabbos inyan, it's about every isra in the Torah that you don't do in fulfillment of your parents' wishes. So you cannot tell me that the pasuk is talking about lav de mechaber, because if that's the case, we should have learned from there to kol haTorah kula that an asay is not docha los asay. What was the way out? We wanted to say no, lav de mechaber is different because it's Shabbos and Shabbos is so severe. No, we see it everywhere that when whatever your parent asks you that to do that's in violation of the Torah, you don't listen to them. So it must be melech haShabbos that when the pasuk tells me not to listen to a parent to violate Shabbos, it's in fact talking about a real melech haShabbos sheish bo kares, and therefore we learn from there that dafka kibud aveim is not docha lav sheish bo kares, but every other asay in the Torah would in fact be docha a lav sheish bo kares. So the Gemara says, okay, let's try to reject this raya in some other way that we cannot learn from kibud aveim that an asay is docha a los asay sheish bo kares. The Gemara suggests ella mishum di'ikal mifrach, even if the Bryce is talking about where the father asks you to violate Shabbos in the most severe way, we still cannot easily explain why the Torah has to say aleha by the mitzvah of Yibum to tell you not to do Yibum on Arayos. Mishum dika lemifrach, because we could ask on the limud from the mitzvah of Kibud Aveim, where the Torah says that it's not docha los sheish bokares, and which implies that in kol haTorah kula, and I say would be docha los sheish bokares, malahanoch, when it comes to violating malachos of Shabbos, like Shechita and Bishul, where it should have been pushed away for the sake of Kibud Aveim, Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. No, in those cases, the lav is the only way to do the mitzvah of Kibud Av, meaning that's the only way the parent gave you, and there's no other way to make the parent happy, to fulfill that mitzvah. So I would say, yeah, you know what the Torah is teaching me when it tells me that dafka, when it comes to Kibud Aveim, don't listen to your parents when they tell you to violate an isra sheish bokares. But normally, in a similar situation, you would allow an asay to be docha los sheish bokares. That's when it's a los sheish bokares, where the only way to do the mitzvah is by violating that lav. I would not have necessarily known from there, though, that I would do Yibum on Arayos, because there's another way to do it when it comes to Yibum. You could do Chalitza. You don't have to violate the Arayos. There is another option when it comes to Yibum. So since all of this goes back to that issue, to the issue of Yibum, why do I need a Pasuk of Aleha to tell me not to do Yibum on Arayos? Shouldn't I know naturally that you're not going to do Yibum on Arayos? So no, must be that generally the rule is Naseh is Docha, even we still don't have a source for that. Even though we do see a pasuk that tells me not to listen to your parents to violate Shabbos, implying that normally you would allow a mitzvah sasei to be docha, even a lav sheish bokares, that's only when it's the only way to do the mitzvah sasei. That would still not be a good enough model to learn Yibum from. So Ella says Gemara a third possibility. Again, the first possibility of how I know asei is docha lav sheish bokares was Pesach, Mila, and Tamid in combination with each other. Second possibility is Kibud Aveim and Shabbos. So says Gemara Ella Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought Tasi Mi Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Forget about Kibud Aveim and Shabbos. I should learn that an Asay of Yibum is Docha in Isra Kares of Achos Isha from Binyan Beis Hamikdash. That without a miut in the Pasuk, I would have allowed Binyan Beis Hamikdash to continue on Shabbos. Titanya Yochel Ye Binyan Beis Hamikdash Docha Shabbos. One might think that the mitzvah Sasei of Binyan Beis Hamikdash is Docha Shabbos, and you'd be obligated to continue the construction of the Beis HaMikdash even on Shabbos. Tabalomer, Shabsosi Tishmor, Mikdashi Tirau, Kulchem Chayavim Bekvodi. That's why I have a pasuk that tells me that Shmir Shabbos is the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more so than any other mitzvah, because that's the angels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. A person with Chal Shabbos is Kofar Mais and Bereshis, so therefore you're not allowed to continue the construction of the Mikdash on Shabbos itself. But the implication is that without a special limud, normally a mitzvah saseh would be docha, even a lav sheish bokares like Shabbos. It's interesting. Normally, the rules of aseh docha lo saseh is when it's only when it's yefshar l'kayim shnehem. But if it's efshar to do the mitzvah saseh without violating the lo saseh, And then we don't say Asei Dochalos Asei. Asei is only Dochalos Asei if there's no other way to do the mitzvah. But if you have another way to do the mitzvah, we would not say Asei Dochalos Asei. So for example, if you have a linen beged that has Dalit Kanfos, it has a mitzvah of tzitzis, and the only way to do the mitzvah of tzitzis is with wool, because you need tcheles. Tcheles is it only works with wool. So by definition, the only way to do that mitzvah is through a violation of Los Asei. So the Rashba points out, building the Mikdash on Shabbos fit that criteria? Meaning, so don't build it on Shabbos. Build it on Sunday. Meaning there's another way to do the mitzvah. You can keep the construction going. When we do all sorts of construction projects, we stop for Shabbos Yantuf. We don't continue the construction, and things still get built. So isn't that something that's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim? Says Rashbi, you see a riot from here that's not called Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. If I could do it, but it would be a time delay. It would be done tomorrow. That's not called Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. Efshar L'Kayim Shneim means Efshar L'Kayim Shneim right now. That's the definition. The Rashba says a raya from this Gemara. That's the definition of Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. So anyway, the Gemara says, "My lav bibonu soser." Isn't the Torah talking about when it says not to build the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, meaning don't violate the malachos, the raisa, bona, and soser? Those are serious averus sheish bakares, implying that without a pasuk, the time of the kasav rachmana shab soser tishmaru halav hachidach. He implies that without a pasuk shab soser tishmaru, it would be doche. The assay of binyan beis hamikdash would be docha these very serious isurim of Shabbos halav sheish bo kares. Says more low, lav de mechamer. Who says that it's about bono soser? Maybe it's telling me that you're not supposed to violate the lav of mechamer for the sake of binyan beis hamikdash, and that lav has no kares. But maybe there's never even a hava amina that I would violate actually surei kares for the sake of binyan hamikdash, because there's never even a hava amina that an asay is docha los asay sheish b'kares, which brings us back to square one. Now we're in trouble. We don't have a source for an asay being docha los asay sheish b'kares. So I ask the Gemara, if binyan beis hamikdash is not docha alav of mechamer, that's what it's telling me. V'afilu hafi lo dachi elah hadikaim l'asay asay v'docha los asay ligmar mehacha de lo dachi. Well, then we're back to the question we had before. We now have two models. We have shatnis and tzitzis, which tells me asay is docha los asay, and we have binyan beis hamikdash and the lav de mechamer, which should tell me that an asay is not docha los asay. So maybe I should learn from the lav de mechamer that from binyan beis hamikdash not even being docha a regular los asay of lav de mechamer, that asay is not docha los asay in kolatoru kula v'chitei m'shayni lavi d'shabes t'chamir. You're going to say no, lav de mechamer is not a good example because it's a lav associated with Shabbos and that's more chamor. So really, normally shatnas and tzitzis is the model that an asay is docha los. Say, don't pay any attention to the idea that you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash in violation of the Lav de Mechamer, because that's a very special Lav. Lav de Mechamer is a very chamardika thing. But we find in other places that we learn from the fact that the Torah is Mimait, Dechia Shabbos, Mnei Kibur Ave'im, that even when it comes to other Isurim, we're not Dochim Mnei Kibur Ave'im. It's not only about Shabbos, Velo Kaparich, and the Gemara doesn't ask on that Limud, that I, Shaini Lavi de Shabbos de Chamiri, Titania, like we already learned earlier. That you might think if your father tells you, and you're a Kohen, to become Tamei to a Mace, or a father tells you, I want you to violate the Isra of ignoring an Aveda. I might think you should listen to him. And it says, that kulchem chayav mekvodi, that you're not supposed to violate a law of Shabbos for the sake of Kibrav. So too, when it comes to Tumas Mace and Halomas Ayin from an Aveda, they're not nidchem ibn kibrav. So you see that there's no room to say shiny lavi de Shabbos de Chamiri. All lavim are apparently equal over here. So from the fact that lav de mechamer is not nidchem ibn binyan beis hamikdash, that we don't allow binyan beis hamikdash to even be doch of the lav de mechamer, we should learn that there's no such thing as a say doch alos a say. But we don't. So it must be that the pasuk, when it talks about not building the beis hamikdash on Shabbos, is not talking about the lav de mechamer. If we're talking about the lav de mechamer, then this would be a limud that asay is never docha los asay. It must be that it's talking about doing real malacha on Shabbos, averus that have kares associated, bona and soser, that's what's not nidcha from the assay of Binyan HaMikdash. And therefore, we can learn from there that other mitzvahs that are not that don't have such a miyut in the pasuk, the assay would be dolche, even assay sheish bakares. And that's why I need the pasuk of Aleha to tell me not to do yibum on the arayos. So at this point, we're good, right? At this point, we're saying that I need a pasuk to tell me not to do yibum on arayos because there is a rule that assay is dolche los assay sheish bakares. Where's that rule derived from? From the fact that the Torah tells me not to do binyan amigdash on Shabbos implies that without a pasuk, you would be allowed to do binyan amigdash on Shabbos because the mitzvah binyan amigdash would be dolche Shabbos. So Elam Yishnam Dikal Mifrach says Mar Nabi, you could ask on that limud as well. Ma'ala hanach shkein hechsher mitzvah. After all, the only way to get the binyan done is by violating the Isra of Shabbos. But the only way to get it done in an expeditious fashion is by violating the Isra of Shabbos. As opposed to when it comes to Yibum, when it comes to Yibum with Arayos, there's another answer. You could always do Chalitza. So says Mar, yeah, but Hechsher Mitzvah Tevchum Mihasam. We already had a limud to tell me that about Hechsher Mitzvah. We already had the limud about Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim to tell me that when the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim is by violating Shabbos, we said you're not allowed to violate Shabbos. Mashma, that had it not been for the pasuk, you would be allowed to violate Shabbos even though it's the only way. So I already see the concept of Hechsher Mitzvah from there. So says Mar Enochinami, you're right. There's no need to ask for Binyan Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos because I already learned that Chiddush from Kibbutz Av, that it's not Tocha Shabbos, even though it's Hechsher Mitzvah, it's the only way to fulfill the mitzvah. So the pasuk is the pasuk is not coming to teach me not to do Binyan Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. The pasuk is teaching me something else entirely. When the pasuk associates Shmir Shabbos with Binyan HaMikdash, it's not telling me not to do Binyan HaMikdash on Shabbos. I already know that. So what's it coming to teach me? It's coming to tell me what we learned in the following Braisa. I might think that a person has to have more Mikdash in a very literal sense, like to make the way Tosan says, like to make it an elohus, to treat it like a god of some sort. So Tamalomar Eshab Sosei Tishmaru Ves Mikdashi Tira'u Nemra Shmira Shabbos V'Nemra Mora B'Mikdash. There's a mitzvah called Shmira Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Shmira that it says by Shabbos, and there's a mitzvah of Mora when it comes to Mikdash. So Ma Shmira Amura B'Shabbos, just like the mitzvah of Shmira that it says by Shabbos. Lo B'Shabbos Atam Isyarei Lo M'Shabbos Atam Isyarei. It's not that you're fearful of Shabbos itself. It doesn't say Mora by Shabbos. Ela Mimi Shehizir Ala Shabbos. Whatever Mora you have is from the one who was mitzava us in Shabbos. So af mora amura b'mikdash, so to the mora that it says by the mikdash, lo mi mikdash atam isyarei, don't have mora of the mikdash itself, ele mi mishe his yir ala mikdash. One has mora instead of the one who is mitzava about mora mikdash. Ve'ezui mora mikdash. And so that's the limud. It's not about being docha Shabbos, not being docha Shabbos. I don't need a limud about it being docha Shabbos. What is the, it's about mora mikdash being not mora of the mikdash itself, but mora of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a mora mikdash. What does it mean to practice mora mikdash? What are you not allowed to do? So the yikari sadam bahara bayis bimaklo, person should not take his walking stick onto harabayis, bimin Allah with his shoes on his feet, on harabayis bipundaso, with his belt, his money belt, uba avak shal gabe raglov, nor with any dirt on his feet, v'lo yasenu kapandaria, and he shouldn't make a harabayis into a shortcut. You don't go into one entranceway and come out through the other entranceway, shalol l'shem avoda, just for your own tzrachim, just to use it as a shortcut. That's considered disrespectful. The Gemara tells us explicitly in the sugya about not making a beis hakneses a kapandaria, that if you're going in l'tzarchei tefila, you're going in to do a mitzvah, so that then you are allowed to make it a kapandaria, meaning it could be when you're going in to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that place, then you are allowed to make it a shortcut, then you are allowed to go out the other end. Now the reason you're not allowed to make these places a shortcut over here, it's interesting. It sounds like this is the basis not only of the Mikdash, but in the Mikdash Ma'ad as well. When it comes to a shul, also you're not allowed to make it a kapandaria. Not all of these halachas apply in a shul, but some of them apply in a shul, right? We have certain halachas of Beis HaMikdash that carry over to a Beis HaKnesses, others that don't carry over to Beis HaKnesses. Rav Shachter explains in Eretz HaTzvi that the Gemara Masechta Megillah refers to Beis HaKnesses as a Mikdash Ma'at. So he says, he explains in the name of Salvechik that Mikdash Ma'at means that a Mikdash is a place of meeting between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Question is, on whose turf is it? Is it us meeting in Hashem's house or Hashem meeting in our house? So when it's us meeting in Hashem's house, that's Mikdash. When it comes to Hashem meeting in our house, that's Beis HaKnesses. And that's why it's called Mikdash Ma'at. So you don't take off your shoes in your own house. You take off your shoes when you go visit somebody else's house, not to get anything on the carpet or whatever. But in your own house, you continue to wear your shoes. So we keep wearing our shoes in the shul, but we don't wear our shoes in the Mikdash. Now, what about Kapandaria then? I could use my house as a shul if I want to take something from my front yard to my backyard. I could use my house as a shortcut. So Kapandaria seems to be a slightly different inyan. There's a halacha in Yoredeya, in Simishin Samachas, that you're not allowed to make a Beis HaKvaros a Kapandaria, that you're not allowed to use a cemetery as a shortcut. So Pashtos is you're not allowed to do so, Mipnei Kavod HaMeis. But the Pesachei Tshuva over there quotes from a Chasam Sofer that says something different. He says, no, this is the same halacha as a Beis HaKnesses. Now, why are you not allowed to make a Beis HaKnesses shortcut? Because a Beis HaKnesses is a makom that's miyuchad for the mitzvah of tefillah and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and any makom that's miyuchad for a mitzvah, you're not allowed to use as a shortcut. It's disrespectful to such a makom to use it as a shortcut. So Beis HaKnesses doesn't matter whether it's my house, Hashem's. Point is, it's miyuchad for a mitzvah. Anytime something's miyuchad for a mitzvah, you're not allowed to use such a makom as a shortcut. So he says, the same is true by a Beis HaKvaros. A Beis HaKvaros is miyuchad for the mitzvah of Kvuras HaMeis. So since it's miyuchad for that mitzvah of Kvuras HaMeis, it's disrespectful to go and to make it a shortcut. It's nothing to do with tumah, even if you're not, nothing to do with walking on the graves. Even if you're not walking on the graves, you're walking between the graves. You don't make it a shortcut because that's a makom that's miyuchad for the mitzvah of Kvuras HaMeis. It would turn out that according to that Chasam Sofer, that this would not apply in a non-Jewish cemetery, because a non-Jewish cemetery is not miyuchad for any mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah of kvuras ameis when it comes to a non-Jew. There's no din of kavod ameis and no mitzvah of kvuras ameis. That's only when it comes to Jewish people. Okay, so now the Braisa has another din that we learn from the hekesh between Mora Mikdash and Shmir Shabbos. I would only know that there's a din of Mora when the Beis Mikdash is around. How do I know that you're not allowed to do all these things on Har HaBayis, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, Rachman al-Tzlan, on Har HaBayis? Talmud Lomar, Ez Shabsosei Tishmoru Mikdashei Tira'u, Mash Shmira Amur B'Shabbos Li'olam, just like Shmira Shabbos is Li'olam, even after the Chorban HaBayis, Af Mora Amur B'Mikdash Li'olam, so too Mora Amur B'Mikdash is Li'olam, that, so Bein B'Binyano, Bein Achar Chorbano, we have to have Mora HaMikdash. So since the Pasuk of Mikdashei Tira'u is not really coming to tell me not to do Binyan Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, it's telling me other things. It's telling me to not be fearful of the Mikdash, but to be fearful of Hashem. It's telling me that the din of Mora Mikdash applies forever. So now I don't have a source that an Aseh is Docha Lo Seh Sheish Makares. So now I'm back to the original question. Why do I need a Pasuk of Aleha by Yibam to tell me not to do Yibam and Arayos? I never had a Hava Mina to do Yibam and Arayos. It's an Alav Sheish Makares. Where do I ever see that an Aseh is Docha Alav Sheish Makares? So says Gemara, answer number, I don't remember what number we're up to, number four maybe. Ela salka daita chamina. So the Gemara says, here's the havamina. Tesi me'avara, I would think that we should learn Yibum, that Yibum should be docha, the arayos, from Havara, from the burning of the wick of that they used to do the mitzvah of Misas Bezdin, of executing someone with the Misa of Sreifa. From the fact that the Torah tells me, has to tell me, it goes out of its way to tell me, that the mitzvah of Misas Bezdin with Sreifa is not Docha Shabbos, I'm going to learn that every other lav in a similar situation would be docha, that you would be able, that a mitzvah saseh would be docha, similar lav in Sheish Bam Kares. The Tandabay Rav Shmuel, because Tandabay Rav Shmuel taught, Lo Savar Reish B'chom Lo Shoseichem, Ma Tamal Amar. What's the Pasuk teaching me when it says, Lo Savar Reish B'chom Lo Shoseichem? After all, Torah already tells me, Lo Sas Kol Malacha, I'm not allowed to do any Malacha. Havar is just one of those. So what do you mean, Ma Tamal Amar? What do you mean, what's it telling me? This is a famous machlokas. I Rabbi Yossi Lilav, I Rabbi Nassan Lechalek. It either is telling me that Havara is not a real Malacha, it's just a regular Lo Sase, and it's not a regular Malacha on Shabbos with all the severity of a malacha. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Or it's telling me the concept, the chiddush of chiluk malachas, that if you do 39 different malachas behelim echad on Shabbos, you chayv 39 different karbanos. So it tells me that just like havara singled out as an independent malacha, that it's megala ala klal kulo yatsa, that it's megala that every malacha is an independent malacha. So what kind of question? Why does the Torah single out havara? Titania. So the Gemara says, and where do we find such a machlokas? Titania havara lelav yatsasa divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Lechalik, and Rabbi Nosson says that it's Lechalik yatsasa. So va'amar Rava, so Rava says, no, you're not understanding the question. You have to understand the brisa. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel is not saying that the whole pasuk is extra. Why does it say los varish b'chol mosh v'seichem? They know that that's been dealt with, right? It's either lelav yatsasa or Lechalik yatsasa. Tana Moshavos Kokashalei. What the Tana Berib Shmuel is bothered by is why does it say Lo Savarish Bechol Moshvo Seichem? What's that adding when it says Bechol Moshvo Seichem? Moshavos Matom Lomar. So the Lashon implies that it's telling me there's Nisra Avara B'Shabbos wherever you happen to live, even in Chutzla Aretz. Well, Mithi, Shabbos Chavos Hagufi. Chavos Hagufi Nogos Be'Maris Be'Maris Chutzla Aretz. Shabbos is not a land based mitzvah, it's a Chavos Haguf. Every Chavos Haguf applies even in Chutzla Aretz. And therefore, the Tanna Rabbi Shmuel is bothered. Why does it say Mechol Moshvo Seichem when it comes to Malach on Shabbos? So, Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echal Lefi Shenemar, because the pasuk says V'chiye Be'ish Chet Mishpat Maves V'Humas. So, to mitzvah say to execute someone who's chayiv misa. So, Shameh Ani Bein Bechol Bein B'Shabbos. I might think that the assay of being of Hamasas, those who are chayiv misas based in, of executing those who are chayiv misas based in, is going to be Docha the lav of Shabbos. Umani mekayim. And what do I do with the pasuk that says mechal mos yumos, that you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos? That's b'shar malachos chutz mi misas beis din. That's when you stop doing malacha, not in the context of fulfilling the mitzvah of misas beis din. So I would think that you can even execute a person misas beis din on Shabbos. So that's the havamina. So says Mar, is that really havamina? Oh, anyway, if you do misas beis din, maybe you're not allowed to execute on Shabbos. There's no havamina that you're allowed to execute on Shabbos. Umani mekayim v'humas. What is the pasuk mean when it says v'humas by misas beis din? V'chol v'lo b'shabbos, that there's a mitzvah v'humas on weekdays and not on Shabbos. Oh, anyway, I love him b'shabbos. Or maybe not. Maybe it applies even on Shabbos. Meaning we don't know. When the Torah says that you should execute someone who's chayiv misas beis din, I don't know if that's supposed to be done even on Shabbos. So that's why tamalomer lo sevarish b'chol moshvo seichem. That's what the phrase b'chol moshvo seichem is teaching me. Ula halon in the parsha chayiv misas beis din for rotzeach who omer, the pasuk says v'yu eilu lechem l'chukas mishpat l'dor seichem b'chol moshvo seichem. So we learn from Gezer Shava ma moshavos amurim la'alan be'beis din. Just like the Moshavah said, it says by Rotzeach. It's talking about in Beis Din, where there's a chiv on Beis Din to kill a Rotzeach. Af Moshavah Samurim Khan. So too the Moshavah said, it says by Avar and Shabbos, be Beis Din. It's talking about Avar, that's Lotzorach Misas Beis Din. So someone who's chayiv Sreifa, that you need to do Malacha on Shabbos in order to kill them. So that's because that's the way you do it. V'am Rachman Lo Sevaru. And the Pasuk is telling me, don't do that on Shabbos. So the Gemara is now going to show, how do we see from that Brisa that an asay is docha lo se sheish bakaris, because that's the whole reason we're bringing all of this, to try to demonstrate that an asay is docha lo se sheish bakaris. My love, Rabbi Nasani, damar lechalik yatsa. Aren't we assuming, like the shita of Tanaim, that havar is a real bona fide malacha on Shabbos, that it's in this skila and chiyuv kares, etc. The time of the kasher rachman lo savaru, and it's the only reason I don't execute on Shabbos in violation of havara is because the Torah says lo savaru halav. But the natural assumption would be that the mitzvah of Misas Beis Din would be docha even Malacha and Shabbos Lav Sheish Bokares. So there is our source that an asay is docha even a los asay Sheish Bokares, and that's why there's a hava mina that I would do yibum even on arayos, and that's why I need a pasuk of Aleha to tell me not to do yibum on arayos. So says Marlo, that's not a good source. Maybe Rabbi Yossi, maybe we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that Avara is not a malacha. Avara is only a regular los asay, and that's what the pasuk is telling me, that even though in Bekala Torah Kula asay is docha los asay, the asay of Vuhumas is not docha, a regular los asay of Shabbos. But maybe I don't even need a pasuk to tell me that it's not going to be docha a los asay sheish bakares. So says Mar V'tavi, it's Tavi Nami Rabbi Yossi. But even if you're saying like Rabbi Yossi, Emudam Rabbi Yossi Avara Lavyatsa Avara Gredesa, Rabbi Yossi says havaras are just a los asay, but havar de based in bishul psilahu. When it comes to havar and basin, it's not just a los asay of havara. It also involves bishul. Bishul, according to everyone, is a real malacha. V'amrav sheshes mali bishul psila mali bishul samanim. And the halacha is that one violates bishul whether the item is a food item or a non-food item. It's still a violation of bishul. Ooh, so from the fact that the Torah tells me not to violate the malacha of bishul in executing someone who's chayv misas basin implies that normally I would assume that you would violate the malacha of bishul in executing someone who's chayv misas basin. Why? Because normally an asay is docha even a los asay sheish makares. Ah, so mimela, I see from there that an asay is docha los asay sheish makares, and that's my hava amina, why I would be able to do yibum on even arayos, and that's why I need the drasha of aleha to tell me not to do yibum on arayos. But Hashem, the conversation will continue tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.